Nine cycle Buddha breathing is complete breathing, and you need to train in complete breathing. So now let me recap on the nine cycle Buddha breathing in details. I have taught this before, but then you forget about it. You sit upright. Like in a lotus position, full lotus or half lotus, or just easy sitting, upright the body. Then you observe yourself, and you're just a shell. Inside, it's empty, completely empty. And there is a central channel from the tip of the crown to the secret chakra. And then there is the right channel from this nostril to the navel chakra, intersecting with the central channel, and then here to the left channel. Like this, central channel, straight, and left and right. And they all intersect and meet at the navel chakra. So at first, there are nine cycles. Actually, there are only three important points. At first, you cannot use your mind to control your inhalation and exhalation, so you use your fingers. Visualize your yidam in front of you, sitting face to face with you, in the same sitting position. So each one of you do the practice of yidam, right? So first, you think, visualize a white light from the right channel, right nostril, right channel, and then to the left channel, and left nostril, and out. So you use the pinky to close this. You visualize the nose of the yidam. A white light is emitted to enter into your nose. Breathe in and use your mind to think that it flows in the right channel to the left channel, and then before you exhale, change. And then you breathe out. So breathe. And you need to be slow, soft, and fine. Soft, slow, soft, and long. So use your mind to think of the white light. Breathe in a circle and out the black smoke. And then white light. In here, and then you close here. Breathe out black smoke. That's two cycles. And then visualize the two nostrils of the yidam, white light is emitted to breathe in here in the two channels and meeting at the navel chakra and then enter into the central channels until the tip and it's blocked and then back down and then back to the left and right channels and would be breathe out from both nostrils as black smoke. And then the next three is the other way around. In from the left nostril, out from the right nostril. And then, in from the right nostril, out from the left nostril. And the third time, in from both nostrils, and out from the both nostrils. And the next set, that was two sets of three, so six cycles. Now the last set, first in from both nostrils and out from both nostrils, and then in from the right nostril, out from the left nostril, and then in from the left nostril and out from the right nostril. So total nine cycles. And every time you have to do it in a very fine, very slow, and very long. So long meaning you have to do a complete breathing. Our normal breathing is only up to the lungs, but complete breathing and you need to train in this from 6 months to 1 year. And every time you would breathe in lots of air. And of this three times, the qi would enter into the central channel. And because it's closed at the top, the qi would come back down and then back to the peripheral channels. So that was called nine cycle Buddha breathing. And what are the benefits? Of course, there are lots of benefits. Let me tell you. The teacher asked the students, there are two birds. One is a swallow and the other one is a what's it called? How do you differentiate between these two? One is swallow and the other one is it's another kind of bird. And so next to the swallow is this other bird, and next to this other bird is the swallow. So although they cannot differentiate between the swallow and this bird, but they can tell that the one next to it. So it's the same with this left and right channels. So you don't need to worry which is left, which is right. So you start from here until the channel is full with qi, and then so white light in, black smoke out. So what is this for? This is to eradicate all your black karma. Because when the qi, when you breathe in, the qi is at the tan tian area and to revolve, and then you breathe out. White light in, black qi out. White light in, black qi out. and then throughout all your body and black smoke out. This represents that all your afflictions, all your black karma, all your obstructions are being breathed out from your body. So you use qi to purify your afflictions and to eradicate your karma. And you need to train in this from 6 to 12 months. At least 6 months. Because at first you cannot control it with your mind, but Grandmaster can. You visualize your yidam in front of you and you're here. Actually, you only use one nostril each time to breathe at this time. And you can control it with your mind. When you breathe in through the left nostril, the right nostril is closed. So you train until eventually you would be able to do it with mastery. When you can do it very smoothly, then you can control it with your mind. White light in and the black qi emitted. White light in and the black smoke breathe out, and two white light, one circle up, down, circle back out, black smoke out. If you train in this every day and you do this complete breathing, first you would gain great health, you would be very healthy. So it's not the normal breathing, which is very short, just between the nose and the maybe the throat or the lungs at most, not to the navel chakra, because that would be complete breathing. Then you would be able to sing. Then you can use your dan tian to sing. Most people sing using their throat because the qi did not reach the dan tian area. But if you can become a tenor, is you sing using your abdomen, the qi from the navel area, the dan tian. So the complete breathing or the deep breathing, like we often say, if you go into the woods, you breathe in the fresh air, you take in the deep breath until the abdomen, then you breathe out. So the ninth cycle Buddha breathing is the same as the deep breathing. And if you do that every day, then you cultivate your qi, then you would have the dan tian qi, the qi from the abdomen. Then you can use this qi to open your central channel. So if you're a tantric practitioner and you don't do the nine cycle Buddha breathing, if you don't train in nine cycle Buddha breathing, like during the group practice, like the leader would say, please perform nine cycle Buddha breathing and enter into Samadhi. But these days, the MC just say, enter into Samadhi. They cut off the nine cycle Buddha breathing. Kacha. But how can you enter into Samadhi? But if you train in the nine cycle Buddha breathing, if you do in one nostril, out the other nostril, and back and forth, what are you training it? You're training in concentration, in focusing for nine cycles. Then you would be entering into meditation. And when you're in meditation, you would develop wisdom. So you need to say, perform nine cycle Buddha breathing and then enter into samadhi. People, they don't use their brain, that they like to be daydreaming. Even when listening to the guru, to the teacher talking, they cannot concentrate. So this nine cycle Buddha breathing can cure this kind of problem. You use your mind to think left and right and left, and then both in, both out, and then left in, right out, right in, left out, both in, both out, and then both in, both out again, and right in, left out, and left in, right out. If you do this often, then you would be focusing on this. Then this is the method for concentration. So when you're in class at school, both eyes are looking at the teacher, but your hands are doing something else. There is this kind of ailment. Because it's impossible for you to concentrate, to listen to the teaching of the teacher. Your thoughts are all over the place. But if you train in this nine cycle Buddha breathing, this is the method for concentration. But if you don't even train well in this concentration, how can you talk about performing or training in the inner practices? And if you don't practice qi, how could you have vital energy? That's why this is very important. Nine cycle Buddha breathing is very important. The wife called the husband. Husband, oh, I was so moved. And I tried my wedding gown, and it's been 10 years, and it still fit. And the husband said, of course, because when we were married, you were pregnant 9 months. You were 9 months pregnant. Of course, it still fit. She didn't know that she had gained weight. So, in reality, in your spiritual cultivation, inadvertently, your qi, your vital energy, would grow and would become full. When you have, before you had weak bodies, and then if you train in nine cycle Buddha breathing, then your qi would become stronger and fuller. So if you are sick, what are sicknesses? Sicknesses are obstructions. If you have sicknesses with your nose, say if you have sinus problem or your nose is blocked, how can you train in nine cycle Buddha breathing? Then the mucus, you have running nose. So the nose is raining. So it would be dripping even when you don't breathe out. So if you have blockage in your throat, then by training in the nine cycle Buddha breathing, you would be able to unblock it. If you train in the treasure vase energy yoga, when you push, then the nose would be unblocked. Then it would be blocked again, and then you do the treasure vase qi yoga, then you would be able to open it again. So the threshold-based energy yoga is rather forceful, but the nine-cycle Buddha breathing is the most safe. There's no side effects whatsoever. There may be side effects in training the threshold-based energy yoga. If you do it too much, then you would have swollen gums, and you would have toothache, your eyes are red, and sometimes your nose is hot. If you do it too forcefully, maybe you would have headache. Those are side effects for the threshold-based energy yoga. But for nine-cycle Buddha breathing, there are no side effects whatsoever. It's the safest way to practice qi. The class lead of the high school class said something that each name has a meaning. Like my meaning is everlasting life. It's the persevering life force. This is the play of word of Chinese, but it could also mean other thing, is that you would never be able to go ahead, go across. So there are side effects in names. So names have their meanings, but you can say it the other way around. Like the license plate for my car was 546. That was a Mercedes-Benz light green color. And the license plate was 546. And someone said, "Oh no, what? 546 in Chinese could mean I'm dead." When I heard that, I thought, oh no, this car, if it meant I'm dead driving it, maybe there would be an accident and I would be dead. So I changed it, that 546 became nothing matters, no problems becomes no problems. We have a highway 520. 520. So in Chinese, it meant, I love you. Could we think of another explanation of it? 520? I love you. Aishiteru. In Japanese, I love you. Which I often say, anata aishiteru yo. Because the president of Taiwan, so the inauguration of the new president of Taiwan is on May 20th, so 5:20. So 5:20 could also mean I don't love you. That's fine. So anything can be thought of. Like the mantra today. Om Ahom Peja Guru Padma Siddhi Hom Sih. And in America, people use this Sih a lot. America is considered to be the greatest country in the world. So maybe it's related to this mantra. Every day they kept chanting shit. Something happens, they would say shit, and Amitabha Buddha is glad. Then America became the strongest country, a strong country in the world. So in our qi practice, we should start with the nine cycle Buddha breathing, and there are no side effects. The rest have side effects, but nine cycle Buddha breathing don't have any side effects. So you are performing complete breathing, and you're training in this complete breathing. And if you often train in this complete breathing, then your body would be very good. You would be able to alleviate and eradicate all your sicknesses, ailments, your obstructions, and your afflictions. Because the white goes in and the black goes out. So you're eradicating the black karma. And it's one of the best way to purify your black karma. So when every day you train in the nine cycle Buddha breathing, you would become very healthy. I remember last time I said, for sleeping, there are three key points. First, you need to empty your mind. Empty your mind. So just throw away all your thinkings, your thoughts, your afflictions. That means you empty your mind. Second, relax your body. Just relax your body. Use the best position. There is no fixed position for sleeping. You cannot say which position is the best because some people sleep on their backs, some is in the auspicious position on the right side with the heart at the top, and some people is the other way with the heart at the bottom, and some people sleep on their stomach, and some people would sleep this way ever since the baby, and they would fall asleep really easily. They still sleep like that even now. And then some people is even more strange. They could only fall asleep when half the body is on the bed and the other body is on the ground. And there was also a famous person, whether it's Mark Twain or Shakespeare, I don't remember who, that in order to fall asleep, they need to put their feet inside an ice bucket. And then when they feel the coldness up their body, they would be able to fall asleep. So there are some, they're very interesting positions. And the king of France, Charles XIV, he had 500 bedrooms in his palace, 500 bedrooms. And every night he had to find a bed And he couldn't sleep well. There are 500 beds in 500 bedrooms, and he had to find a bed where he could fall asleep. And sleeping is very hard. First, you need to empty your mind and empty your heart. All the destructive thoughts, all the obstructions, all your afflictions, everything, just throw them into the garbage and relax your body. Whatever position you like, then you just do that. And third is your qi has to be flowing. Say if you are coughing, you can't sleep. Say if your nose is blocked, you also cannot sleep. So if you often train in the nine cycle Buddha breathing, then your qi would be open and flowing. And when you train in the nine cycle Buddha breathing, you concentrate. And then after you perform the nine cycle Buddha breathing, you would fall asleep. So you need to be focused. You just use one thought to eliminate all the other running thoughts. So in Buddhism, there is a method called the stopping and seeing. So the stopping means you throw away all the thoughts. And if you cannot throw them, you're still thinking of something, then you perform the nine cycle Buddha breathing. That's the seeing. You're visualizing the nine cycle Buddha breathing. Like the mundane people would say, counting the sheep. One sheep, two sheep, three sheep, four sheep, five sheep, six sheep, seven sheep, until you fall asleep, because you're focusing on the sheep. And nine cycle Buddha breathing is also to teach you to focus, to be focused on this nine cycle breathing, complete breathing. And it would also be beneficial to your health, your body. Who was this? Who was this sneezing? Pushing the qi? You need to breathe in. And before you breathe out, you need to hold it. Maybe the nose is itchy. But if you train well in nine cycle Buddha breathing, you will not catch cold. You would be immune from cold. Then your qi is flowing. And any time you want to show or emit the qi, you can do so. And your whole body is filled with your own qi. Nine cycle Buddha breathing is the most basic for all qi practices. And the first and the most important foundation to the great perfection Dharma practice. So life is a dream, truly is a dream. A man told his girlfriend, "I dreamt of you last night, and when I woke up, my pants was wet." And the girlfriend was shy and asked, "What were you dreaming of?" And the man said, "Because you didn't have any cosmetics on you, any makeup on you, it scared me to death, so I peed my pants." Those who have wives, you would know that every morning when you wake up and open your eyes, and you would say, "Oh gosh, that's a yaksa." Oh, but don't think she's yaksa. And she She wakes up and then she put on makeups and the fake eyelashes and the fake eyebrows and put on the blush and the lipstick. And powder her face and then put on the wig. What a beautiful lady. But in the morning, oh, she's bald. Oh, this is completely silver hair. And this is true. This is genuine. That nine cycle Buddha breathing is a true and authentic Dharma. That each tantric practitioner need to train in it at least 6 months to 12 months. That in the future, that any air that you breathe in or breathe out would become complete breathing. And you would become healthy, that you would be able to stop your running thoughts, you would be able to have concentration, and you can calm your mind and your heart, and you would be able to enter into meditation. Because by doing it finely, slowly, and long. So by breathing in a fine way, then there would be clean. And then slow, then there would be quiet. So when you're angry, then you would be like this. It would be really chaotic. But slowly in, slowly out, then you would be stable and calm and long. That's so that you can be concentrate and totally focus on the qi from the right channel to the left channel and breathe out. And you need to harmonize the waves inside your mind. And the other day I said, don't be like the weather with the huge difference. That in the morning they're in a good mood, and in the evening they're crying. Don't show all the emotions throughout the day with the mercurial temperament. That's joy. That's anger. Sadness. Sad. Happy. Within the day, they have four faces, and man is rather stable, more stable. But sometimes they also are influenced by their moods. Most people have hot tempers these days. I drive rather slowly, the fine, slow, and long, and the car behind me would honk. So I thought, okay, I should drive a little faster, maybe, otherwise he would get the gun out. So in driving, I cannot be fine, slow, and long. I have to be stable and follow the traffic regulation, follow the speed setting. Grandmaster has been driving in United States for 32 years, and I've been driving for 40 years, and I never even ever got even one ticket. I'm one who follows all rules and regulations and laws. I obey the laws. So it's the same as the spiritual cultivators abiding by the precepts.